And how about that contact lens story we saw this weekend? Researchers at Arizona State University's Biodesign Institute say about 14 billion contact lenses get tossed out every year in the U.S., 3 billion of which are flushed down the toilet, and that is not good. Rolf Halden is one of the authors of the study, and Rolf, guilty as charged. What's wrong with flushing?
Well, it apparently is something that people do and shouldn't do, as we found out in our study. We traced them back from the user into wastewater treatment plants and then into soil.
And I'm afraid to ask, because these contact lenses are tiny. How did you figure out where they were going and how many of them were getting flushed down the drain?
We did some tests and put the contact lenses into water, showed that they are denser than water, so they sink to the bottom. That gave us an indication that they're probably going to end up in the sewage sludge. And the next question was whether they biodegrade. And so we exposed the contact lenses to both aerobic and anaerobic biological treatment steps at the sewage treatment plant. And we tested 11 different brands with a number of different polymers, and all of them persisted. So the microbes weren't able to make a dent. The polymers came out with very little damage.
And what are the implications of that? As I said, these are tiny little things, but is this a case where a little adds up to a lot?
What we have learned in our investigation is that the contact lenses don't degrade. They become part of the sewage sludge. About 55% of the sludge in America is being applied on land. And so the contact lenses go from the consumer into wastewater onto terrestrial environments. We have confirmed that. We also demonstrated that they get fragmented. So you start out with the entire lens, and then they break down into smaller pieces or shards. And those are called microplastics. Mm. And I think people probably have heard about them as pollutants that are toxic rafts that pick up contaminants from the air and from the water and tend to float in water environments and in the oceans and causing pollution and potential harm to fish and aquatic life.
And that could eventually get back into our bodies.
That's right. So the question is, what happens there? Now, we know from other studies that when we have heavy rainfall events, the content and the biosolids can be washed off the fields and enter rivers, and the rivers flow to the ocean. So we think there's good evidence that the contact lenses will migrate from the soil into the ocean.
And I understand the companies that are making these contact lenses know this is an issue. Bausch & Lomb, for example, has a recycling program. So you can actually recycle these little contacts.
This one company is the only one, to our knowledge, that has a program that takes care of both the lenses and the packaging material, which we haven't touched yet. So in order to sell the lens and get it to the consumer, it has to be packaged in a sterile package. And so we have one industry leader, I would say, then that actually has designed a take-back program to recycle these materials.
That's Rolf Halden, director of the Center for Environmental Health Engineering at Arizona State University. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Don't flush, people.